Roy and I have been involved in a show this summer called Rain. It's the story of Mary, Queen of Scots, and her marriage to the King of France. They were engaged to one another as children, and they were raised their whole life to be king and queen of both France and Scotland. There was also a connection to England and the Queen of England and Mary's right to that throne. Now, while I know that it is not all historically accurate, some of the big things I know really were true. And to me, it's been fascinating to watch this show and to watch the way that people did things, especially things in the name of God, especially over whether Protestants or Catholics were right. It was in the early years of Protestantism. People were thinking that your country had to be one or the other, that it couldn't be both. And while both queens were in favor of having both Protestant and Catholics in their country, the leaders and the heads of the church were causing the majority of the problem. The church leaders fought. They sent people into battle, and it was okay to take a life if that was what was needed to make sure that your side was on the throne. One thing that really stood out to me watching all four seasons in a very short period of time is that they lived in a state of constant fear, and they really never trusted anyone. Constantly believing that the leaders on the other side were always out to get them, planning and plotting. And so they justified their acts of violence as moving towards peace. Does that sound familiar? Don't we still do that today? We justify violence because eventually it's going to bring us peace? What I heard talked about often but didn't see lived out was faith. How faith in their God was what was so important, but you didn't see that faith in any way. Not in the way they lived their lives, not in the way they ruled their countries, not in the way they led their churches. Have things really changed that much? Sure, we don't worry that people are going to ride up on horseback and begin swinging swords at us, but do we really trust people? Do we really have faith in others? And if we can't have faith in others, can we or do we have faith in God? The writer of our passage today tells us that faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. That sounds pretty simple, doesn't it? Or does it? When we find ourselves in the midst of trouble, no matter what that trouble may be, how do we respond to it? The way that we respond to it is determined by our faith. The assurance of what we hope and the conviction of what we can't see. When we're going about our lives and we suddenly discover that we or someone we love is diagnosed with cancer and our world has just had the bottom fall out of it. When we discover that our business isn't going well and we don't know how to save it. When we make a bad investment and we lose all of our savings. When we're driving down the highway and someone isn't paying attention and runs into you or someone that you love and they're badly injured. When you're on your way to buy school supplies and begin hearing gunfire break out and you watch people around you being shot and killed. In the midst of our most troubled times, we discover what the word faith means to each and every one of us. You've probably each had an opportunity to experience it. We all go through troubled times. It's part of living on this earth. We weren't promised that life would be all sunshine and roses. We all have hard times, and some of us more than others. And I'm guessing that most of you have had the opportunity to see those people who have been through troubled times, and it takes everything out of them. They give up. The light goes out. They pull the covers up and they stay in bed. But then there are those that I think you've probably seen, who have that special something where when things happen, yes, they go through grief and sorrow, but they persevere. They pick themselves up. They know they're not alone. And they know that things are going to work out for the best. That is faith. Their faith has kept them strong and given them assurance of things hoped for and conviction of things not seen. People who in the midst of illness have shown peace and joy. People who in the midst of difficult times have cared about others instead of focusing on themselves. People who have lost everything and still see only the bright side of their lives. A lot of you are familiar with a Catholic priest, and I love to read his writings. His name is Henry Nouwen. And in his book, The Only Necessary Thing, A Prayerful Life, he told about going to the circus. Nouwen went to see the German trapeze group, the Flying Rodleys. He was mesmerized by their breathtaking performance as they flew gracefully through the air. And at the end of the show, he went up and he spoke with the leader of the troupe, Rodley himself. Nouwen asked him how he was able to perform with such grace and ease, so high in the air, never missing a beat. Rodley responded, "The public may think that I'm a great star of the trapeze, but the real star is Joe, my catcher. The secret is that the flyer does nothing and the catcher does everything. When I fly to Joe, I have simply to stretch out my arms and hands and wait for him to catch me. The worst thing that a flyer can do is try to catch the catcher. I'm not supposed to catch Joe. It's Joe's task to catch me. The trust in the catcher is what makes it all work." I couldn't help but think about that story as I thought about living out our faith. It's so important that Rodley trust that Joe was going to be there to catch him. So often we try to reach out to grab God. To tell you the truth, this passage talks about Abraham and Sarah's faith. And I think Abraham tried to do just that. He decided he knew what God meant, so he grabbed for God. It's hard to follow God when you don't know where you're being led. And rather than be patient, Abraham knew what God had promised him: children. But he became a little panicked that it wasn't happening, at least not the way Abraham thought it should be happening. And so he lost that hope and conviction. And rather than trust and wait, he took matters into his own hands. He tried to grab God instead of having faith that God was there ready to catch him. We think if we do certain things, I guess maybe mental gymnastics, that there's a better chance God's going to reach out and catch us. This is what God wants, so let me help take care of it. So we manipulate things so that we can help out God just a little bit. We don't trust that God is right there, ready to catch us. What we really don't seem to understand is that God is the real star. God is always right there, arms ready, ready to catch us, ready to help carry the load, ready to walk beside us and carry us if need be. God is never late on the swing, never preoccupied with other things going on. God is there to catch us every time, no exceptions. Faith. Faith is found in that deep personal relationship with our Creator God. And as we develop more and more in our relationship with God, just like the relationship with the trapeze artist and the catcher, the knowledge that God is right there, ready to walk beside us through the storm and bring us out the other side, that knowledge, that trust grows stronger. And we let go of the doubt that follows us. Our faith matters. Our faith gives the assurance that God has our best interest at heart, that God knows what we hope for, that God knows what's best for us. And when we can reflect that, then others see God through our faith. It's not easy to trust these days. We look around and we see how our trust is destroyed every day by people being just that, people. We're imperfect. We make mistakes. People do things that make us distrust them. We do things that make people distrust us. It's the way of the world. I wish that I could get out of my car at the mall and not wonder about people that pass me by. I wish that I could leave the doors of the church wide open so that people could come and go as they please and trust that this building would be safe and cared for. But the ways of the world tell me that I can't. I've seen too much go on in the world and I can't do it. But I've been in times of loss, and God has held me. I've felt fear and known that God was beside me. I've not known exactly where God was leading me, but I knew I was being led. God has never given me a single reason to doubt. Instead, the exact opposite. I know that my Redeemer liveth and that my life is in God's hands and that faith makes it possible for me to wake up each and every day and get out of bed and walk through this life. I pray that each one of you experience that same faith. I pray that if you are in a time of darkness, you can rest in the fact that the light is beside you. And if you're in such darkness that you can't see the light, I pray that you know that there are those of us around you, right here in this very room, who have the strength to help carry you into the light. If you're in a place of light right now, I pray that if you see someone in darkness, you can share your faith, that you can pick them up, and that you could usher them into the light. May others see God's light through you. Amen and amen.